From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, December 4th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media that David Kisselburn has resigned from the Hudson Board of Education, citing personal reasons, effective November the 13th. The board is now looking for candidates willing to fill the vacancy through the board election and budget vote in May. If the interim member chooses to run and is elected, they will complete Kisselberg's term. Board President Carrie Ide said this week, and I quote, "It is a great opportunity. You can kind of get a feel for what the position is like," end quote. The seven-member Hudson Board oversees a $46 million budget. Ide said over the coming months, the board will be focused on budget work and outgoing capital project and setting policy. Ide said the decision was made to appoint a new member rather than holding a special election because it would be less costly for the district. Those interested are asked to send a letter of explanation to Leslie Coons, clerk of the board, at 215 Harry Howard Avenue in Hudson, or via email to coonslx@hudsoncsd.org. The deadline is close of business December 14th. The board will interview candidates as part of the December 18th board meeting beginning at 7 p.m. in the high school library. You can read that full story at hudsonvalley360.com. Amelia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper. The Columbia County Board of Elections is reporting Democrat Richard Wolf has won a seat on Copec Town Board, defeating incumbent Terry Sullivan by 23 votes. Sullivan ran on the Republican, Conservative, and Independence party lines. Wolf and fellow Democrat incumbent board member Jeanne Mettler were declared the winners following the recent absentee ballot count. In another race decided by absentee vote, Democrat William Snyder won a seat on the Stuyvesant Town Board by 4 votes, defeating Republican Robert Baumeister. The other seat in that four-way race went to incumbent Brian Chittenden, who ran on the Republican, Conservative, and Independence lines. The outcome of both the Copec and Stuyvesant races differed from the vote counts reported after polls closed on Election Day, November the 7th. The deadline to finalize election results was December the 2nd. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. The Daily Freeman is reporting all 6 registered Democratic candidates in the 2018 19th Congressional District primary are expected to attend a candidate forum December the 6th on the campus of SUNY New Platts. Jeff Beals, David Clegg, Antonio Delgado, Brian Flynn, Gareth Rhodes, and Pat Ryan are all scheduled to attend. The event is hosted by the New Platts Oracle and the New Platts College Democrats. Each candidate will have 3 minutes for opening statements, followed by 6 rounds of questions. The evening will end with vetted questions from the audience. The forum will be held 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Wednesday, December the 6th, in room 100 at the SUNY New Platts Lecture Center. Doors open at 6:15 p.m. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Finally, Chris McKenna is reporting at the fray. U.S. Representative John Faso and other members of the so-called Problem Solvers Caucus sent a letter to the congressional leadership last week to urge them to reach a long-term budget deal instead of a stopgap solution before the December the 8th deadline for a government shutdown. The 39 House members who signed the letter on November 29th suggested lifting the spending caps Congress imposed on itself in 2011 for at least 2 years to help the government fulfill its commitments on both domestic and military expenses. Basso, a Republican from Kinderhook, released the letter afterwards, saying in a press release, and I quote, "It will be impossible to get our nation's spending under control until we have a budget that is crafted with long-term goals in mind and not just short-term fixes," end quote. You can read that full story at The Fray, a HudsonValley.com blog. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting dense fog in the early morning this morning, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 47 degrees. But Monday night, a slight chance of showers after 3 a.m., then mostly cloudy with a low around 37. The forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Tuesday, a chance of showers before noon, then rain mainly afternoon. Temperature high for Tuesday will be 54 degrees. Tuesday night, rain before 1 a.m., then showers 1 a.m. with the temperature low of 39 degrees. And on Wednesday, a slight chance of showers before 10 a.m., partly sunny with a high near 45 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 24. The sun rose this morning at 7:08 a.m. and the sun will set at 4:21 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 12 minutes of daylight, 1 minute less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Monday, the 4th day of December 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.